Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We're taking your calls at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, on the possible destinations for Kirk Cousins that will make signing him more difficult for the Washington Redskins at the end of this season. We can get back into that in a second. Quick Redskins note here. Just got a press release from Richmond International Raceway. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to be giving rides to Redskins players around the historic Richmond Raceway.
Oh, about that.
In his car in training camp. So I guess it's going to be Kirk Cousins, Josh Norman, Ryan Kerrigan, maybe a couple other guys. But they're going over there, and they're going to be on the track with Dale Jr., who's a huge Redskins fan.
Yeah, that's fun.
During training camp. Remember, I did a ride-along with Greg Biffle.
I forgot. I was going to ask you who the ride-along was with. It was old Greg Biffle.
Greg Biffle, who became my favorite driver that year.
Because of that.
Because of that. I had to watch him and make sure he was doing well. And he was actually finishing like 8th and 9th a lot, which I felt good about.
Does this bother NASCAR Thommy?
It was still the craziest thing I've ever done. It was insane.
No, it doesn't bother me. I was never a big Greg Biffle guy. I'm actually glad he's retired because I'm so tired of watching mediocrity and seeing someone come in 15th place every week.
I told you he was rankled.
A lot of 8th place finishes.
A lot of them. But it's pretty cool for the Skins players and maybe even the media because this is Junior's last year. He's retiring at the end of the season.
I thought he retired.
No, this is his final year.
So he's doing the Kobe... I announced my farewell tour, so he'll get his shine at all the tracks.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, and he has concussion-related issues still, or are those behind him?
That's why he's retiring, is because he's never been able to fully shake all the side effects from his concussion.
I can't imagine this is overly interesting for a lot of people, because I don't know how many people watch NASCAR anymore, but one question before we move on Dale Jr. I'll get your thoughts as just a guy like me who doesn't watch it that closely.
Right, I do not watch it at all.
And then Thommy's thoughts as someone who actually kind of knows more about it, which is... I view Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s career as a disappointment, knowing really nothing about it, because he was, like, super hyped up. He was supposed to be this great driver. He went from one team to another, like, hopped to this new team where he was going to win a bunch. He went a couple years without winning. When I think of Dale Earnhardt Jr., I think, oh, he's a Redskins fan. He's a good dude. And then I think, he wasn't as good as he was supposed to be. Do you have that same kind of feeling?
If his name was Dale Smith, we'd never heard of him.
Do you think he would have been in the big leagues?
Maybe he would have made it. I don't know. I couldn't speak to his acumen. I feel like it's important to win, and I don't think he ever wins. I don't think he ever
not
wins,
often.
Ever. I feel like there's no winning.
How off base are we on this?
The same way I feel like Danica Patrick. Is it Kirk Patrick?
Well,
or Patrick?
No.
Patrick.
Danica Patrick's a different story. I think she's a way worse version of like Danica Patrick in the big leagues. Barely, like, and maybe I'm not speaking out of school, but I don't think she's won once. I think she finishes in the 40s all the time.
Yeah,
like, she does not belong.
She's never won a NASCAR race, period. And the only IndyCar race that she ever won was when Helio Castroneves thought she was a lap down, and he ended up pulling over to give her her quote-unquote lap back, and she was in second place, and she won.
Yeah,
so the guy had to actually pull over for her to win.
I think comparing her and Dale Jr. is irresponsible.
No, I think it's the same because it's people that get a lot of attention without achievement. So
my point is, of the 40-plus drivers in the field, my understanding as a guy who's been to two NASCAR races in my entire life is that Dale Jr. is probably like the 26th best guy or the 18th best guy.
I think she's
like the 49th out of 50.
I'm openly speaking out of school here because I have no idea.
Yeah.
Just give me my impression that you could put those two and you could put Anna Kournikova in the same trough. More famous for things that have nothing to do with their acumen in the given sport.
I think
the name or the modeling, whatever else it is.
I think you were right on in the fact that if his name wasn't Earnhardt, he probably wouldn't have as long as a leash as he had. But he very much deserves to be at the top tier of the sport. He is still a very good driver, but his name has helped him and also hurt him in a way.
Okay.
Where he's not his dad.
Well, let me ask you this, though. How many guys, is it still like 43 cars every Sunday?
40.
Okay. And there's probably 50 drivers, like, in the big league, so to speak?
Yeah, it's usually like 45, 43 will come to a track, and then three won't qualify for the race.
All right, so let's say there's 45 guys like floating around that circuit, or 45 drivers that float around that circuit. Where would you, just like you have to draft a driver to win a race this weekend, and everyone's fully healthy and everyone's ready to go.
And every car is good.
And the cars are all the same. What pick does Dale Jr. go with, like an expert on drivers?
On just a regular track where there's no restrictor plate and it's just really, you know, you can go as fast as you want, I would say he's probably in the top 12.
Really?
Yeah, but
that high?
Yeah, but
I was thinking like 20th.
If it's a Daytona or a Talladega where there's restrictor plates on the car and each car is matched up the exact same, I always take him in DraftKings.
Now
he's always my top pick in DraftKings.
Am I out of school if I say that Danica Patrick would be like the 43rd pick?
No, you're spot on about that. She shouldn't be in the Monster Energy Series anymore.
Is that a common opinion?
I would say by people that watch all of racing regularly would probably say that. I know that there are people listening right now that are upset that I said that the only woman driver isn't good, but she's not.
And you're not saying it because she's a woman driver.
No, I'm saying because she sucks.
But she's not a good driver. Right. Here's what I know. Dale Earnhardt Jr. would not probably have gotten all the opportunities he got if his last name was Smith.
Yeah, he would have been let go by now. I mean, he's had a 20-year career in the top tier of the sport. He wouldn't have had that if he wasn't an Earnhardt.
Well, again, I hate doing what I'm doing right now because I'm a giant fraud. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but here I am anyway, bloviating.
Yes, you and I both are doing this. But you know, there's people that do this all day on every subject for 4 hours. Wouldn't that be an uncomfortable way? Like, live your life?
Have a good time. But a huge part of the sport, it always seemed to me, and I had actually a friend, my wife's high school friend, who worked in NASCAR PR for a long time. And we had a couple conversations while she was doing that. She actually left, by the way, to go to work for Beats by Dre and just, like, hangs out with, like, Dr. Dre and, like, other famous rappers all
Guy,
the time.
Guy, I just looked up Danica Patrick's stats, so when you're done with this, okay. I'm going to give them to you.
So, but here's my point. There's a huge part of the sport that's eyes and sponsorships and attention as much as it is achievement. So that's one of the things that's always kind of held NASCAR back in my eyes. For me, as somebody that, like, loves achievement in sports and, like, rule of law and, like, tournament style and having winners and losers, a lot of it is like, well, this one motorsports company gets more dollars in, so they've got a better chance to win each week because the eyes are on this guy because he brings in more sponsors, et cetera, et cetera. I always think that's part of why you have names achievement.
That is a part of it. And that's why Dale Jr. is still in, he's still contracted by Hendrick Motorsports. That's why he still has a commercial for Nationwide Insurance. It's because of who he is and what he means to the sport. He is now at this point looked at as a representative, a brand representative, as opposed to a race car driver.
Right. Yeah, because he's still the guy when you go to the tracks. When I go to Richmond, people are standing up.
People
yelling,
just screaming, Junior.
Junebug!
Junior!
Junebug! All right, so here we go. Ready?
Yes.
173 races.
This is Danica Patrick?
This is Danica Patrick.
Okay.
6 years, 173 races.
Okay, I got 173 races.
Monster Energy, that's like Nextel Winston Cup, right? That's the big leagues.
It's the Chase, yeah?
173 races.
All right.
Zero wins.
Zero wins.
Zero top five finishes.
Zero top fives?
Zero.
Ooh.
Seven top tens.
Oh.
Never more than three in a season. And by the way, one in the last 2 years. The one top five finish since 2015 in now spanning like 55 races.
Tommy, how does that compare to like the other back end of the rotation drivers? Well, is that about the same?
With the people that she regularly runs with in the middle of the race, like the guys that are in 35th to 40th, they don't even last a season. They're fired halfway through the season, and they bring in a guy that's running like the Craftsman Truck Series
right,
to finish the year just because they don't want to pay the driver.
She's led 64 laps ever. And some of those, who knows if that's during like... Hey,
most of those are during
pit.
Caution right. And when people are on pit road and she stays out.
She's earned $12 million bucks based on her winnings, I guess, so I give her that. And looking at some of the other stuff that matters, running at finish, like where she averages, I guess. On average, she's finished around 24th in her career, it looks like, average finish. But she's never missed a qualifying, which means she's had a good car most of the time.
Well, no. That has a lot to do with ownership points. It has actually nothing to do with the car that she's in.
Oh.
So some of the top guys from big teams, they automatically make the race. She's not even racing to actually qualify in. She's guaranteed a spot. That's why she makes every race.
By the way, just so we're all on the same page, we just did our first NASCAR segment on Grant and Danny.
It kind of happened.
It
happened
organically. It took 3.5 years. And Tommy kind of carried us through it, but we did it.
It was really the Thom show.
Please immediately change the topic. Please.
Yeah, we'll do that next. We got our double play, the Beltway
Blitz.
Let's
talk about Maryland.
Who's your favorite driver?
Four-star Dar. We'll talk Mello Trimble, I guess, later. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.